Everybody had a good day. It's good to see everybody with us. Tonight begins Yom Yerushalayim, and I know many people in this Zoom davening remember very well, I guess, one of the great moments in all of Jewish history, the Six-Day War, which was preceded by such terror and fear in the land of Israel and all over the Jewish world. And it's really an incredible story, and it never gets old. And of course, in the most unexpected way, obviously resulted in the reunification of Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Not that that was part of what they drew up originally, but as we like to say, and as we'll say tomorrow morning, Zeh HaYom Asah Hashem Nagila B'Nismechavo, God very much had his own plan in terms of what would transpire in Yom Yerushalayim. So in terms of the Braisa that we'll look at tonight, I just wanted to highlight one dimension that I think does speak to Yerushalayim. The Braisa says, "Gedola Torah Yoser Min HaKohuna Min HaMalchus," that there are three crowns, obviously, and the crown of Torah surpasses that of the priesthood and that of the monarchy. And then it goes on famously to list the 48 Kinyanei HaTorah, the 48 ways that Torah is acquired, obviously through study, b'Talmud, b'Shmias HaOzen, by being a good listener, by articulating things clearly. Chaim of Brisk, who's famous for saying a failure of articulation betrays a failure of comprehension. If you can't express it properly, you haven't fully understood it. And then there are many other of these kinyan, and we've discussed them at various points in the past. But remarkably, on this list, even though you would think it has nothing to do with Torah altogether, one of the kinyanei HaTorah, one of the acquisitions associated with becoming a master of Torah knowledge, is nosei ba'olim chaveiro, is to carry or to share a burden with one's friend, which is certainly something that we've been doing more intensively than any other point in our lives. The whole premise of social distancing is obviously nosei ba'olim chaveiro, to fully carry the burden and to ensure the safety of everybody in society by living with certain sacrifices oneself. Yerushalayim, Chazal tell us, Eina nischalka l'shvatim. It wasn't any one person's property. It didn't belong this individual or that individual. You couldn't really have private property in the normal sense of the term there. It was the universal property of the Jewish people. Geographically speaking, it happens to be at the intersection between Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, but again, Eina nischalka l'shvatim, it doesn't really belong to any tribe, not to Yehuda, not to Binyamin, not to Zvulun, not to Naphtali, not to Gad, etc. But I don't think it's an accident that Yerushalayim is found, of course, at the intersection, the very southern border of Eretz Binyamin, and the very northern border of Yehuda, of Judea. Of course, because we know in Sefer Bereishis that Yehuda was prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice for Binyamin. Yehuda had failed, in a certain sense, to protect his brother Yosef. He's the one that suggested the Mechira. It's true that he didn't kill him, or he didn't allow the other brothers to kill him. Ma betza ki naroges achinu v'chisinu es damo. I'll let him die in the pit, but he did say, L'chuvanim karenu la'yishmelim. But he wasn't going to let that happen again. In the case of Binyamin, and Yehuda utters those famous words, Anochi arvenu miyadi tivakshenu, that I am the arev, I am the guarantor of my younger brother Binyamin. I am here to make sure that he will be all right. So at the very intersection between the tribal areas of Yehuda and Binyamin, we have the phenomenon, the city of Yerushalayim, which stands for the unity of the Jewish people and for our mutual sense of responsibility towards each other. Yerushalayim habinuya ki'ir shechubra la yachdav. That helps unite our entire people together. And I think it's very appropriate, to say the very least, that we all need at this time to think, as we prepare for Shavuos on this Yom Yerushalayim, to think in terms, in ongoing terms, of nosei ba'olim chaveiro. Today we were able to begin the process of very carefully and deliberately visiting our senior members, our more vulnerable members, and developing those protocols, thanks to our wonderful medical team and to continue to think about ways of reaching out and making sure that we're carrying the burden with each other and for each other. And that's really what Yom Yerushalayim is about. And that's really the call of the day, continues to be the call of the day. And of all of the 48 Kinyanei HaTorah, this year I think it's the most important one, to Nosei Ba'olim Chavero, to carry the burden with each other, as Yerushalayim represents, as Yehuda was prepared to do for Binyamin. And ultimately, when we're prepared to do that, we experience a cohesion and a unity. Yerushalayim Habnuya Ki'ir Shechubra La Yachtav. So again, we'll celebrate tomorrow morning. We have some wonderful videos from Israel that came in from our shlichim, from Rav Yishai and Iska, our previous shlichim, from Boaz and Raz, that sent us a beautiful video about the capture of Yerushalayim from a veteran of the Six-Day War, who made it specifically for us. I got that in a few hours ago, so we'll be able to get everything out to you guys tonight, so we can all enjoy these beautiful ways of celebrating Yom Yerushalayim together. So Yom Yerushalayim Sameach.